to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. Doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on and turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're live with you in the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 12th day of December, 2006, folks. Just a couple more weeks left in this year. Did you get accomplished what you wanted to? I wanted to bury the New World Order. We're not there yet. It is a Tuesday, folks, and on today's program I have Bob Schultz from Give Me Liberty, or We the People. He's got two websites, and I'm going to have him on today talking about V going to Washington. There was a big write-up in the Idaho Observer about this. There's something really inspiring about the latest Capitol Hill event organized by Bob Schultz of We the People. If you're a moviegoer and saw V for Vendetta, then you'll understand. Since 1998, Bob Schultz has dedicated his life to accomplishing two objectives: get the federal government to answer pertinent questions regarding legality of collecting at gunpoint, we might add, the people's wages and salaries as taxable incomes, and raise public awareness to the point that people stop paying income taxes until government answers the questions. The history of Bob and the We the People's activities is available at GiveMeLiberty.org. To simplify, highlight the highlights of WTP's efforts would take at least two full pages, they say, in this story. But in the fall of 2001, the IRS and the DOJ attorneys agreed to publicly discuss the legality of the income tax and then reneged. In 2002, We the People led a cross-country caravan to the mall in D.C. to deliver 100,000 signatures from Americans petitioning their government for redress of grievances regarding the income tax, the war on terror, and the so-called Patriot Act. In 2004, a similar Congress converged on D.C. from all over the nation to demand answers to respectfully submitted, converged on D.C. from all over the nation to demand answers to respect. I'm sorry, I skipped a paragraph or a sentence here. To get the response from the government. Can best be encapsulated in a ruling that is currently under appeal, by the way, from the D.C. Federal District Court. The people do indeed have a constitutional right to petition their government for redress of grievances. The government, however, is not obliged to respond. You can ask, but they don't have to tell. This time, V took the message to them. The events deserves a photo essay, and in the Idaho Observer, they've got a lot of pictures here, and it's kind of neat. If you saw the movie V for Vendetta, it was a very, very interesting movie. It takes place over in England. There is a power shift. The extreme right, supposed the religious right, take over. And, well, it's the police state, just like you're seeing here in America. The one thing I didn't like about the film, and I guess they had to give equal time to homosexuals and lesbians, they put that in the movie, but by and large, the movie was very, very good. And it's, we'll take the break here. Tell you what we'll do. We'll take the break. Bring Bob Schultz on from We the People. And don't forget also GiveMeLiberty.org. And they are vowing to return to Washington, D.C. with about 1,000 people dressed in the V getup. V for Vendetta. I want to play a little clip from that movie when we get back from the break. We'll be right back.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of the everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility, repetition. I enjoy them as much as any bloke. But in the spirit of commemoration, whereby those important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death or the end of some awful bloody struggle, are celebrated with a nice holiday, I thought we could mark this November the 5th, a day that's sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
I suspect
even now orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
Damn it.
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and
cameras.
Your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Inspector, you're almost through.
Last night I sought to end that silence. Last night I destroyed the Old Bailey to remind this country of what it has forgotten. More than 400 years ago, a great citizen wished to embed the 5th of November forever in our memory. His hope was to remind the world that fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives. So if you've seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest that you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me 1 year from tonight, outside the gates of Parliament, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgotten.
That was a clip from the movie V for Vendetta. I have Bob Schultz with me from GiveMeLiberty.org. Good afternoon, Mr. Schultz.
Hey, John. How the heck are you?
Well, I haven't seen you since Fort Worth.
Yeah, well, let's see. Fort Worth, or was it the showing of Aaron's movie?
I saw you there. I didn't speak to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So how have you been?
Oh, I'm just doing just fine. You know, this has not gotten any coverage. I've not heard this on anybody else's radio program. You've been real busy.
Mm-hmm.
You did a little test market with the V people descending on Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
Went very well. For your listeners, we decided to take a page or try to use the concept, some of the concepts out of the V movie. And we decided that on November 6th, one person dressed as V, mask and costume, would at midnight on the 5th, would fax a letter to the White House and to the Speaker's office at the House and the Senate Majority Leader's office, as well as the Attorney General and the IRS Commissioner and the Secretary of the Treasury, letting them know that in costume and mask, would be appearing at their security checkpoints to serve one more time the petitions for redress of grievances regarding the Iraq resolution, the Federal Reserve System, the USA Patriot Act, and the direct unapportioned tax on labor. And in that letter, respectfully drawn, that was faxed, we also mentioned that on the 14th of November, there would be up to 100 masked and costumed people, the mask, assembling and performing in a silent vigil opposite each of those checkpoints, where they would wait up to an hour or a half hour, as the case may be, for a representative to address them, come out and let them know when the they would respond to those petitions for redress of those constitutional torts. And so on the 6th, as promised, in the fax to letter, a person dressed as V, walked from down through the streets of Washington and approached the security checkpoint outside the White House. It just so happens by coincidence, Cindy Sheehan was there with a group of anti-war demonstrators, and so V walked through those demonstrators without saying anything, and obviously some of those folks saw the movie because they cheered V by name. And the person, V, approached the security checkpoint. There's a gate outside, of course, and said to the Secret Service agent that he was there to serve the president with petitions for redress. And of course, the agent said to V, "Mail them. I'll have to put them in the mail." And V said to the agent, "We've done that. It doesn't work," something to that effect. And so V left it there on the sidewalk between two of the posts in the fence, and started to walk away, and whistles blew. And shortly, very shortly thereafter, there were 12 to 15 Secret Service agents who had arrived by bicycle, foot, automobile, and V was told, "You cannot leave that material here." And V asked, "Is there a law that prevents that? For instance, if someone inside had passed away, would it not be acceptable to leave bouquets of flowers and so forth?" There was no answer. So V said, "Look, a letter was faxed to the White House saying that he would be there to serve the papers, and one of the agents wanted to know more about that, and so he was given a copy of the faxed. He read it and took notes. And he passed it in through the gate, and the folks inside asked to see the petitions, and they were passed through the fence." And at that point, Cindy Sheehan said, "They won't accept my petitions." And in any event, there was the confrontation continued. One, it was most of the, almost all but one of the Secret Service agents were not hostile in any way. They were asking a lot of questions, but one of them put his hands on V's arm and took a close look at the plastic daggers that are part of the costume. Other agents had previously looked at, from a distance, at those daggers and said, "Oh, they're plastic." And V had asked one by one the agents if had they seen the movie V for Vendetta, and almost all of them shook their head and smiled, you know, their approval that they had seen it. But this one agent said, "Well, you know, this is like a toy gun," and he started taking the plastic daggers out of the belt of the V and tossing them on the ground as he took them out one by one. There were six of them. And he picked them up, and the interview, the questions and answers, there was a lot of mental gymnastics between the agents and V. And V seemed to have won. For instance, he was asked to take his mask off, and V said he couldn't do that because it would ruin the whole purpose of the mask was to give expression, First Amendment speech expression, to the fact that we're becoming a police state and too many people are afraid to become identified or to stand up to government wrongdoing.
All right, we've got to take the break. By the way, Bob, I'm right in the middle of watching your 30-minute video presentation that's available on GiveMeLiberty.org, and it's V making his trek through Washington, D.C. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
We're back. With me today is Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation. You went to V when he was up there. He went to the Treasury Secretary, went over to the Treasury Department, went over to the Congress, the Capitol Building. And from what I understand, the reception to this, when you just sent your single V out, it was pretty positive, wasn't it, Bob?
Well, it was. They've never seen any. It was obvious, very obvious, that the Secret Service, Homeland Security, the and other local, federals, all the local and federal law enforcement agencies, none of them had seen anything like this before, and they didn't know. It caught them by surprise, even though the faxes had gone out announcing that V would be there. But it was a total surprise to them. They didn't know what to make of it. And so we had decided to send one V there to sort of work out the bugs, because we had applied to the National Park Police because of our presence at Lafayette Park at the federal jurisdiction as well as the municipal jurisdiction. We had applied previous to this. We had applied for a permit to do the event on November 14th with up to 100 bees in silent vigil outside the White House, and then marching down 15th Street to Constitution, to the Attorney General's office, and then over to the Capitol. So there were two jurisdictions involved there. We needed to apply for a permit, and in the application for the permit, we explained that the people would be masked and costumed, and I showed them a picture of the of V from the costume and from the movie. And it was interesting. In talking with the Special Operations Unit of the Metro Police, there's a captain in charge there. He brought down a copy of a statute, a city ordinance that prohibits, it starts out, it's quite lengthy, but it starts out very clearly prohibiting people from wearing masks on the streets of the District of Columbia. But as you read on, it clearly says if the intent is to intimidate or commit a crime or something of that sort. And he said he had seen the movie and liked it a lot, although there wasn't as much violence in it as he expected. But we had discussed the mask ordinance, which was passed to make it harder for the Ku Klux Klan to march in D.C. It's kind of hard to for the Ku Klux Klan members to march if they have to march without their hoods.
Yes, so. Somebody called into the program yesterday. I'd mentioned I was going to have you on, and they called in from Oklahoma. I guess Oklahoma nation, or I'm sorry, statewide, has the same kind of ordinance or statute that you're not allowed to wear a mask. Now,
well, wait a minute. What do they do on Halloween?
Well, that was exactly my response. That was exactly my response.
Well, so I was careful to put in the application that the purpose of the costume and the mask figure was twofold. One, to lend support for the right to petition, but also to give expression. You have to use those words. It's First Amendment right of free speech. Give expression to the fact that too many people are becoming afraid to be identified as dissenters or protesters, too afraid to be identified as someone willing to stand up to the government when they see the government doing something that they have no authority to do. And it's getting worse as we drift further into police state. You recall at the V for Vendetta, at the climax, the movie, the people from all around descended on the parliament, thousands of them, and they were all masked. And parliament was being protected by the military. So guns were pointed at these folks approaching the parliament. And it wasn't until the government stood down and lowered their weapons and the people walked through their ranks that they were, and they had that feeling of freedom again. And they took their masks off. They were no longer afraid to be identified. And so that was one of the observations, one of the lessons that I, concepts that I came away from that movie with.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I think there'll be a lot more people willing to take to the streets and participate in these civic actions if they could remain, at least until we're free again, if they could remain unidentified, you know. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm at the point in your video. I'm watching the plastic daggers hitting the ground as the police officers taking everyone out and inspecting it.
Yeah, we'll talk about those daggers when we come back, John.
Okay, we'll be right back with Bob Schultz. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We're back with Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation, the website givemeliberty.org, and if you folks want to watch V in his ventures in Washington, D.C., it's all been videotaped. It's about 30 minutes long, up to and including the Capitol Police, you know, frisking him down. What were they doing with his arm there before they took the daggers out?
Yeah, that was the one agent. Unfortunately, there are people in law enforcement, you know, prison as guards and whatnot that really shouldn't be there. They're, you know, we found one, we confronted one outside the White House. He had, there was no reason for him to do what he did, but, you know, some people are like that. And so he took these daggers out and threw them on the ground. Then he picked them up and was holding them as I continued my discussion with these other Secret Service agents, and finally I was ready to move on, and I said to this fellow, well, are you going to return my plastic daggers? They belong with the costume. And he, you know, was sort of reluctant, and he said, well, why don't you put them under your cape, you know, be in your belt behind your back so that they're, you know, not visible. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. You know, you don't want me to conceal a weapon, do you? That's your weapon.
Or a perceived weapon.
Yeah, right. And I said, you know, that would be a lot worse. Here they are, fully exposed, you know, out front here. And, you know, I've never put one in my hand, you know. Well, another agent said to him, you know, he's right, you know. So anyway, he handed them back to me eventually to a big cheer went up by Cindy Sheehan and all of her folks who had gathered around watching this whole thing. You know, one of them asked for my identity and asked me to take the mask off. I said, well, I couldn't do that because, you know, I'm giving expression to something here. And he asked for my Social Security number, and I said, well, I can't give you that. And he said to me, you mean to tell me you are not, even very stern, you're not going to give me something I'm asking you for? Like, you know, if you don't do this, I'm going to take you away in a paddy wagon. So I said, well, that's nice. That's right. I'm not. That's a matter of privacy. So he was speaking to, he went, backed up a little bit, and they all had these microphones under their collars, neck collars, and started speaking into it when another agent said to him, you know, he doesn't have to give you his ID, his Social Security number. And so that was that. But that's how it went. And they were totally caught flat-footed and didn't understand, you know, what to do. They didn't know if this was a security threat or not and so forth.
Well, obviously, I mean, if it wasn't a security threat, it was doggone good theater, because I'm watching this video. And the guy that relieved you of your plastic daggers, I see him talking with you, and mm-hmm. and he's smiling. So it doesn't mm-hmm. seem like it's a real bad security matter. I mean, what did they think? That it was going to be Osama bin Laden out there?
Yeah.
You know?
Right. So anyway, it was like that. And another big but, you know, right around the main Treasury building is in the same compound as the White House. The same fence surrounds the two buildings. And so it's interesting. From there, I went next to serve the papers on the Treasury Secretary. And the way you do that is you walk over to 15th Street down, you know, half a block, and you sort of come around to the back side of the White House where there's another security checkpoint for the Treasury building. And there, same mask, same costume, same cameraman in tow, the guard came out and said, can I help you? And I said, do I have papers to serve on the Treasury Secretary Paulson? And he said, well, just use that phone and call the mailroom. They'll send somebody up. And I said, okay. So I did that, and the guy came right up. I gave him the papers, and he signed for them, and that was it. Not I, but the. And that was it. And but you see the sharp contrast between what happened at the front door of the White House and at the back door.
Yeah, the other guy tells you to pick up the phone. he didn't seem to be intimidated by your costume.
Yeah, I had asked at the security checkpoint at the White House if there was someone inside that would come out and accept the service. So they put the call up there. And after about 20 minutes, the call came down. No, we're not going to come down and accept service. So anyway, but there was another confrontation over at the DOJ, and this time it was not so much Secret Service as Homeland Security and others. But eventually everything worked out fine there. The papers were served, and that was that. So anyway, they know who V is, and on the 14th we were there, as we had said we would be. They were not quite the 100, but dozens, and we stood in silent vigil with this 45 by 25 foot banner that said "No answers, no taxes," and we were there for up to an hour, or about an hour, and then we did the Treasury building, same thing, and then down at the OJ in the Capitol, finished up at the reflecting pool, and they know that we're going to come back again, because no one responded that we're going to come back next time with we hope 1,000. I mean, we'll have, you know, up to 1,000 next time.
Now,
and keep building.
Now you're timing this out correct, that when the, what is it, the 107th or 8th Congress, I've lost track, when the Democrats take over, right?
Yeah, it'll be after they come back, right? The next vigil will be with the new Congress. And that raises a good issue. When originally the petition, at least regarding the violation of the taxing clauses by the federal government, that petition was originally served on by President Clinton, and then it was reserved on President Bush, and of course the petition on the war and the rest of that was all served on President Bush and officials in his administration. And we have not, we are going, by the way, we are working now on petitions for redress of grievances regarding the police state tactics that we're being faced with, whether it's national ID cards or domestic wiretapping or spy chips, and a petition for redress of grievances regarding the North American Union, as well as another petition for redress of grievance regarding the absence of organized state militias. It's unconstitutional not to have organized state militias. And one on the gun registration and gun permit laws, as well as one on the absence of cameras in the courtrooms. We're guaranteed public trials, and there ought to be cameras in the courtroom. And another one on the open borders and the unenforced immigration laws. So we're going from 4 to 10 petitions for redress of grievances. They are being prepared now and will be served on along with the original 4, will be served on every member of Congress and the president and attorney general.
Just as a side note, Bob, there's discussion in the House and the Senate. They're talking about removing the cameras for the day's business, because the complaint is that, well, we can't really get down and gritty, and we can't debate because we're on television. And I find this rather ironic, because the Speaker of the House and whoever takes over the lectern and runs the Congress's business on any given day, they don't allow necessarily name-calling or what they would call indecent behavior on the House floors. And all you have to do is look at the British Parliament, and these guys go after each other all the time. It's highly entertaining, and more importantly, when you have people in a heated moment, they drop the veil. You find out more about that person and their passion and everything else, and I found it ironic that they want to take the cameras out of the House and the Senate.
Well, it's interesting. You're right, John. People and these judges in these courtrooms, they behave one way if they're on camera, and they behave another way if they're not. We need to keep the light on them all the time. That's a right that we have to the public trials. It says so. I guarantee it right there in the Constitution. And, of course, if they remove the cameras from the Senate and the House, does that mean they're going to alter the journals to clean up what they think would clean up the language or whatever?
And what I appreciated most, who's the guy here from Ohio that they sent to prison? The guy with the bad hair day, congressman. I'll think of his name here in a second.
Trafficant.
Trafficant. He used to give 1-minute speeches, and I guess in the House that they only allow like 6 or 8 minute 1-minute speeches per session. And it seemed like he was up there an awfully lot. And there was only one seated politician I ever interviewed, and that was Jim Trafficant, because here was this guy shooting from the hip. He wasn't scripted. He was shooting from the hip, just telling how he saw things. And I said, you know, this is pretty good, because if 535 of our Congress critters up there shot from the hip more often, maybe you would get a better inside view of how their thinking is and what's really on their mind. This is, it's to watch, say, C-SPAN or whatever the case may be, it's too sterile. It's too scripted. They get up there and they have their speeches, or they're voting on bills or giving their opinions or whatever the case may be. It's all just totally too clean. With the amount of angst and anger that is in this country right now, this is not being reflected in the activity of the people in the House or the Senate. It is absolutely not. They're talking about things that you and I, I'm sure if you or I were to sit down and do our top 10 list, let's say, that it wouldn't include a lot of what these people are doing. This country, Bob, I don't have to tell you, you know this probably better than anybody, we're in a lot of trouble in this country.
Mm-hmm.
The funny money system, it's about run to its end. I don't know how valueless the currency can get. I mean, it's only worth 3% of its original 100%. In other words, folks, to put that into pennies, which are just copper washed zinc anymore, it's not even copper, it's lost 97 cents out of a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 5 years, our currency has lost 50% of its value. And we want to talk about the IRS, the illegally raping people of the supposed income on wages. You want to talk about the illegal invasion in this country that is probably somewhere, and this is best guess estimate, somewhere between 30 and 40 million illegals in this country. And I find it ironic that these guys, when you show up, obviously, this is to draw attention, that they're standing there asking you for your ID, but they're passing out curriculum cards, whatever, for these people to get benefits, Social Security benefits, driver's licenses, whatever else. And they're up there giving you a bunch of beef here about not producing an ID. I find this to be incredibly it's stupid. I mean, this country is in a lot of trouble. We've still got a madman sitting in the White House. We still got the Middle East going on. They did their carefully crafted way forward with Baker and the boys to try to put a happy face on this. And I don't hold, after listening to the speaker-to-be Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, I don't see a lot of hope here that the Congress is going to do anything. I thought their agenda, Bob, when they were going into the new Congress, was to get our troops out of the Middle East, and now they're talking about putting more troops over there. So we have a lot of problems in this country right now. We're facing an imminent collapse, economic collapse. We're being invaded. I mean, things are so far out of whack, but you watch these people, and they're very, very well dressed, very well manicured and coiffured, and it's business as usual.
John, it's only the Constitution that can save us. It's all that's standing between us and total tyranny and despotism. The problem, of course, is that the Constitution doesn't defend itself. That's our job. And people have to come together, and in Gandhi's words, we have to be proactive, nonviolent, and we have to put we need a critical mass. We need to put a collective foot down. So civic education, there's a lot of organizations, a lot of people who are educating or trying to educate others about the facts. But civic education without civic action is for nothing. It's for naught. Just as civic action without civic education is for naught. You need both. And anyway, we don't claim to have all the answers, but we're trying. And we're working now. We'll be putting up another day or two. We'll be putting up the news that we are sponsoring a 3-day conference in D.C. It's actually in Crystal City in Arlington, right on one of the metro stops, but it's over in the Virginia side. And during that 3-day period is when the 1,000 people dressed as giving people a choice to either dress as V or dress as Jefferson. Some people feel more comfortable dressing as Jefferson. It gives a strong message, you know, we're getting back to basics. But in any event, 1,000 people dressed as one or the other will be, again, back there in silent vigil waiting for a response. We intend to get answers to these questions one way or the other. We'll keep taking the appropriate next action. But the agenda, let me give you some of the issues, some of the questions that will be argued, addressed at this conference. The first one at the Thursday session, to kick off the Thursday session, is America's foreign policy in the Middle East repugnant to the General Welfare Clause of the Constitution? Think about it. the general welfare clause has been used by the socialists, you know, to justify all of these transfer payments and so forth. Well, the general welfare of this country is what's happening. Our failed foreign policy has not been in the national interest. It has not improved our general welfare. It has put us at risk.
Well, wait a minute, Bob. I don't think, you know, if the socialists and their agenda for wealth redistribution here, taking your tax dollars out of your pocket and giving it to somebody else, I don't think in the Constitution, when it talked about the general welfare, it was talking about welfare specifically.
And I agree with you. I agree with you. But in any event, that's how people have, that's what people have known or talked about in terms of the general welfare. They haven't used our failed foreign policy. They haven't linked. We intend to make the link between our failed foreign policy, especially in the Middle East, and the general welfare of this country.
All right, we got to take this break right here. I'm going to open up the phone lines for Bob Schultz here from We the People Foundation, or his other website, GiveMeLiberty.org, 800-313-9443. I'm thinking about attending that. I was pretty impressed with the V for Vendetta movie. I think I'd look rather snappy in one of those outfits. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. come and dig my earth. None will last.
Sorry about that long break, folks. Nature called. At any rate, let's go to the phones here, and then we'll get into more about the events coming up in 2007. By the way, I wanted to ask you before I take this call, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
How is this going now? Did you actually contact the producers and the people that made the movie V for Vendetta? Are they going to give you any help here in the uniforms?
Well, they contacted us. They saw the 30-minute video that we put together. We technology to the internet's going to save us, John. I mean, we got it up there on YouTube and MySpace and Google and so forth, and it, you know, just made the rounds. And it didn't take long, and I got an email from James McTighe. Anyway, he said he was pleased to see that the V for Vendetta had made the popular vernacular, and fight the power, and you know, encouraged. Just, he said, I just want to give you a few words of encouragement, and he signed it director of the movie. So I wrote back, you telling me you directed the movie? And he said yes. And so I've gone back to him, and to the brothers that wrote the trilogy, the Matrix trilogy, as well as this movie V for Vendetta with the Wachowski brothers, and talking to them about their participation in our March conference, as well as donating the 1,000 costumes. I know how hard it is for people to come up with the money to travel to Washington and to stay in a hotel, you know, register for the conference, and on top of all of that, buy a costume. And so we hope to, there's no guarantee here yet, but this is what we're working on, and I hope it comes about, that we'll be able to say to people, everyone who comes to this conference gets a free costume. And we also have heard from people in the Philippines who have read that we're planning on 1,000 demonstration with 1,000 bees, and they have said, hey, before you get your costumes, we're making them for you.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah, that's what these guys said. They're going to have to buy them, but at least what they're promising, holding out, is and I've said, look, I've got to see one, you know, I've got to see it, feel it before we buy it, and or put it out there for sale. So anyway, the people in the Philippines are putting together the prototype, and we'll be sending that to keep updating with their emails how they're coming and now, asking certain questions.
Yeah. Now this is, you're scheduling this out for next year in January.
Actually, it's going to be the end of March.
Okay, the end of March.
Right.
Okay. All right. I mistook that. I thought it was going to be when the new Congress took up.
Yeah, originally it was going to be, but this is we're really going all out on this conference, and we're getting very powerful speakers, and it's just taking time to put it all together.
Well, I would like to cover that on Republic Broadcasting Network. That'll give us a little bit more time to work out some details.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if we can get more than 1,000 up there. We've got four
months.
Well,
next time it'll go to, if 1,000 doesn't work, next time it'll be, 10,000.
All right. Okay, we'll take the break. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We're talking today with Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation. Go to the site, folks, givemeliberty.org. Watch that 30-minute movie. It's a gas, seeing V sitting on a park bench. We'll be right back with Bob Schultz. Second hour coming up.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.